lowest rack, express our greetings to each of you. And we would remind you before we begin that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And once again, you will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and you can participate in that telepathic exchange of information. But once again, of course, as always, that choice is yours. Absolutely. And so you have three particular truths, if you wish, that you cannot change. You are all that is. You create your reality. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The first one, you are all that is. To get a glimpse of that understanding, to experience the emotions and feelings of connecting with that spark of consciousness, if you would, with that unconditional love from which you create your reality. Can be a very enjoyable experience, absolutely. And it can also assist you in understanding the limitlessness to your creation capabilities. The third element that we suggest that you cannot fail, whether you accept or dwell on that particular statement, is irrelevant. You cannot fail. You choose to exist in this vibrational level, and you shall choose, should you wish, to leave this vibrational level. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding of who and what you truly are. That's a given. That's something that you don't have to dwell on unless, of course, you wish to have some type of a belief or a belief system. However, you cannot fail. It's a given. It's an absolute, if you would. And there are very few absolutes in your vibrational level. In connecting with that spark of consciousness that you are, having that experience can absolutely strengthen, if you wish, that understanding that you cannot fail. Because you see, it's not a belief. It's an absolute. It's something that you can't change. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. You choose to put in place the limitations. It's your choice. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. That's also your choice. Of the three things that we suggest that are beyond your capacity to alter, the one is the truism that you create your reality. You are responsible for the reality that you experience in this particular vibrational level. And although you can't change the truism, if you wish, that reality creation process, you can't change that. You're responsible for the reality that you experience. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's a given. However, within that framework, you can absolutely change your reality, change your experience, change what it is that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, what you believe in your so-called awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level is your reality. You can change that, absolutely. Many times it's very difficult. First of all, you have to accept and to come to the understanding that it's possible for you to alter and to change your reality. You, existing within this vibrational level, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, believe in time and space. You like to have validation of this so-called reality. You like to have validation that it's possible for you to have a certain experience. You like that validation that it is possible for you to alter your reality. it becomes difficult for you to accept that responsibility. However, when you create a reality that you in your awakened consciousness state view as being negative, it's much easier to accept the responsibility for the creation process if the reality that you view in your awakened consciousness state is a very positive or joyous reality, a very joyous experience, if you wish. And so, in creating this reality, into accepting and beginning to understand that you create the reality, many times it can be beneficial for you to create simple realities, not the ones that challenge, if you wish, the so-called human consciousness belief systems and the societal belief systems, and may even challenge your individual belief systems, but the simple creation processes. Understanding and beginning to believe, for example, that as you use your transportation, as you drive your vehicle, that when you arrive, there will be an area for you to park, and to understand and to begin to believe that it will be there. And it validates, it's a very simple process that you can validate that what you hold as a belief becomes an expectation. And based upon that expectation, you have the experience because you expect it, because you believe. And when you truly believe, then it contains that expectation. And so many times to understand what you believe, it can be quite beneficial to be aware of what it is that you expect to experience. If you suggest that you hold a belief, but you say you own the belief, but you really don't, you hold the belief, you express that you have that belief, but you don't own it. You don't own the expectation that comes with the belief, and you're looking for validation. And if that's what it is, then you really don't hold the belief. You're expecting that there will be a validation so that you can suggest and you can say within your consciousness that, see, I do believe that because it occurred. But you really didn't have the expectation. It was like a surprise. When you have the expectation, when you hold the belief, it's not a surprise. It's an expectation. It's a belief. And so when you, once again, to utilize our example, when you find that parking spot, it's not, look, I do believe. I can create that. No, it's you expect to be there. You expect. It's not a validation. It's simply something that you expect because you own the belief. When you own the belief, then you have the expectation. And it's not a validation. It's not a surprise. It's what you expect. And so, in order to have an influence consciously over your beliefs and belief systems, understanding what your expectations are can give you a glimpse of what it is that you truly believe. Not what you think you believe, but what you truly believe. What you truly hold is a belief or a belief system. And once again, many of those beliefs or belief systems are ingrained in your so-called DNA. They are very difficult for you to access from your awakened consciousness state. However, it doesn't mean that as you make the necessary choices and decisions, as you hold the thoughts and feelings and the attitudes that you can't influence those beliefs and belief systems, and you come to no longer wonder whether or not something will occur, but you begin to hold the expectation. And when you begin to hold the expectation, then you have altered the belief. And you hold the belief that will give you the reality that you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state. It's very simple to say the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And it is that simple. It really is that simple. But what's not so simple because of, once again, your choice to make it difficult. Your choice to put in place that electromagnetic type of veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, because of your choice to have those limitations in place, it can be very difficult to understand what those beliefs are. You effectively hide from many of your beliefs. You store them as, once again, within your DNA, many times put in place in an altered state of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state. It's when you die, you don't really die, if you wish. The illusion continues for those that remain in this so-called awakened consciousness state. You alter your state of consciousness, and you become aware of other levels of your consciousness. It's really that simple. However, even in those altered states of consciousness, when you remain within this vibrational level, you still have certain limitations in place because of your choice to establish that veil. When you die, when you end this particular incarnational period, you will have experiences. Those experiences, the so-called immediate experiences, although time and space are illusionary, they don't really exist. However, when you so-called die, when you alter that consciousness, the experience that you have is based upon the belief that you hold in your awakened consciousness state in this incarnational period, based upon what it is that you expect to experience. However, it's very difficult in that altered state of consciousness to maintain that reality, to maintain that illusion. And you begin to become aware, similar to when you're in a deep meditative state, that you have the capacity to alter those realities. You have the capacity to influence those realities. It's like someone who becomes very proficient at what you refer to as lucid dreaming, to take the consciousness and to have the consciousness remain aware of what it is you're experiencing in that deep dream state, and to alter, to manipulate if you wish, and to create the reality that you desire to experience in that dream state. The so-called between incarnational state when you die is to give you some type of an example that's within your vocabulary for an explanation. It's like one level difference, if you wish, from a deep dream state. One level difference from a very deep meditation state. And similar to the dream state and the meditation state, you begin to understand that it's your creation. You begin, should you choose, to have the capacity to manipulate. And so, no matter what it is that you expect to experience, it becomes very difficult for you to not grasp the understanding that you are creating that reality, that it's your creation. Similar, once again, to what you experience in a deep meditative state when you become quite proficient at maintaining your awareness and consequently manipulating the so-called meditative state and experiences that you're having in that meditative state to be what it is that you wish to have to experience. When you're in a deep dream state, once again, for those who have that capacity to maintain consciously awareness of what it was they're experiencing and to manipulate that deep dream state into the experience that you desire, which once again you refer to as lucid dreaming, can give you an example of the experience of what it's like when you die. You will experience what it is that you believe you will experience, what you hold as an expectation. But it's very difficult, once again, similar to being in a dream, to understand and to participate and to perpetuate that illusion. You begin to understand that it is an illusion. You begin to grasp the concept that you are creating the illusion, and you can change it. Absolutely, not only can, but do, and have done so many times to utilize your belief in time and space. Each of you have experienced and are experiencing, and this is where it becomes very difficult to give an explanation because of your belief in time and space, but you're experiencing a multitude of incarnational periods in the same time and same space. You simply choose to tune into this one, this particular so-called time frame, if you wish. And we've used the analogy that it's like they're within your Earth's atmosphere, literally millions of various types of frequencies that are being received in various apparatus. And depending upon the particular instrument that you're using, you have the ability to tune into one particular frequency while eliminating all of the many, many millions of others that are occupying the same time and same space. And yet, should you choose, you can alter the particular device that you're using, and you can tune into a different frequency, many times a different frequency, even on the same device. And so it is within a particular incarnational period, you have that capacity in your altered state of consciousness to tune into other realities that you're experiencing in the same time and same space. And so, once again, you have experienced that so-called death experience, if you wish, that level of consciousness that we refer to as between incarnational states many times, many, many times. It's not based upon time and space. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist within your awakened consciousness state. They do not exist within the limitation. They only exist within your time and space. Time and space are illusionary. Time and space are perhaps the most difficult of the human consciousness belief systems for you to step outside of. And yet, in that so-called between incarnational state, you exist without those limitations of time and space. You get a glimpse of the reality. And you can have that experience and do have it many times in your so-called deep dream state, where you experience huge passes of time that you would calculate as time in your awakened consciousness state in a very short period of so-called real time. You experience a similar type of escape, if you would, from time and space when you enter into a movie theater and you see someone's particular experience portrayed upon a screen, and you understand absolutely that it's all based upon an illusion, and yet you can experience the emotions and the passage of time and space that's illusionary upon the screen and is much, much greater than the actual so-called time and space that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion, and yet it is one of the most difficult illusions for you to step outside of and to understand that time and space don't exist, that you exist in a multitude of so-called incarnational realities, a multitude, a multidimensional personality that you are, all existing within the same time and same space. You simply choose to use the physical apparatus that you are existing in to tap into this particular frequency, if you wish, while eliminating all the rest. And yet all the rest are being experienced as well by other instruments, if you wish, that are tapping into those while eliminating this one from their reality. And yet it's all one. It's all you experiencing these multitude of incarnational periods. And so, understanding your expectations can give you a glimpse into understanding what your beliefs are. And when you can understand what your beliefs are based upon your expectations, based upon your desires, you can have the opportunity to alter those beliefs and belief systems, even the ones many times that are very difficult for you to alter, because they're once again encompassed both in your human consciousness belief systems, your societal belief systems, and individual belief systems. And when all three of those particular levels of belief systems are in conjunction with each other, it's very difficult for you as an individual to step outside. Very difficult, not impossible, particularly in this so-called new age and new energy, but very difficult, absolutely, because you choose to make it difficult. You choose to believe it's real. You choose to believe that it's beyond your capacity to alter. And there's nothing wrong with that. We're not suggesting that it's right or wrong. If it allows you to experience the emotions and feelings that you chose to enter into this particular incarnational period for the opportunity to experience, then you're creating the reality that you desire. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. It's in your awakened consciousness that you decide whether it's a desirable or less than desirable, whether you, in your awakened consciousness state, choose whether or not you want to alter it or whether or not you want to perpetuate it and strengthen the reality and the experience. Your choice, absolutely. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you don't like your reality, change your belief. It sounds easy, and we understand, though, because of the particular electromagnetic type of energy, because of the wall that you have built between that spark of consciousness that you are and your awakened consciousness state, we understand the difficulty that one can experience in attempting to alter that reality. Absolutely. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
There a bleed through in different vibrational frequencies? We have buildings in this, on this particular creation that we are currently in, that we cannot understand how they were built. And I'm thinking of the Great Pyramid as one of them, that was obviously created with a society that had a far more advanced techniques than we do. And I'm wondering if you could shed some light as to maybe what society created that and what its purpose was.
You have, and we suggest you, as human consciousness, the human consciousness has created and destroyed, if you wish, this particular vibrational level or experience many times. We have talked in the past about the Lemurian experiences and about other various experiences that you have created and destroyed throughout your so-called passage of time. You exist, once again, in an illusionary reality. You believe, and many individuals believe, that you are somehow the most advanced society. And yet in some of your past experiences, in your so-called Atlantis experiences, your so-called technology was much more advanced than what you experience in this so-called modern civilization or advancement. Many individuals, once again, believe that you are in your most advanced civilization that your so-called Earth system has ever experienced. And we would suggest that that's not the case in terms of your understanding of what advancement is. You see, in the so-called Lemurian period, you came and left this particular illusionary reality almost at will. You understand and understood at that particular time that you were putting aside your so-called belief in the ability to create your reality. You did so consciously but understanding that it was available to retrieve, so that you begin to experience those emotions, those intense range of emotions. And then you created the Atlantean periods, three of them to be exact, if you wish to utilize your beliefs in what time and space are. In those particular realities, particularly in your so-called first and second Atlantean periods, your so-called civilization, your understanding of this reality creation was far more advanced than what you understand in this particular reality, in this particular so-called era, if you wish. In that particular period, in the Atlantean periods, you understood that energy was readily accessible. You understood that it was possible for you to alter that energy, to utilize that energy through the utilization of crystals, through the utilization of the energy that is responsible for your existence. You believe that the energy that exists on this earth comes from your so-called solar systems. You understood in the Atlantean period and created a reality where you could easily tap into that energy, much more advanced than what you experience in this so-called civilization period. After your so-called Atlantean period, you entered into other periods where there was, for lack of a better terminology, a bleed over, if you wish, a carryover of the understanding of some of those technologies, some of those technologies that were utilized to construct elements that you refer to, for example, as the pyramids, that are very difficult for you to explain. That even in your current so-called advanced civilizations, you could not duplicate, because you don't have that technology. You don't have the understanding of that utilization of energy. You don't have that capacity. And the individuals that existed at the time, if you wish to utilize your belief in time and space, when the great pyramids were constructed, carried with them, if you would, memories of the Atlantean periods, the understanding of the capacities of utilizing energy that you do not have the understanding in this so-called modern society. You see, you chose, and we're going to utilize once again your belief in time and space, you chose to put the stronger veil in place. You chose to limit those understandings of your creation process. You chose to understand that you don't create your reality from a conscious level. You chose to put in place those limitations. You chose to strengthen that veil, to make the experience much more real, and consequently to intensify the emotions and feelings that you experience when you don't understand that you're in control. And so in your so-called past, after that period when the pyramids were constructed by individuals who brought with them that understanding of the utilization of energy that you have lost, that you have chosen to hide from, if you wish, you strengthened the veil. You strengthened the veil. Not only did you strengthen the veil to make it more difficult for you to alter your reality, you strengthened the veil and you began to put in place in your altered states of consciousness, in the between incarnational state, many of your so-called beliefs and belief systems for the opportunity to experience that in a particular incarnational period and to once again utilize your belief in time and space. You went away from that technology. You chose to limit your understanding. You chose to make that veil much more difficult, or much stronger, to make it much more difficult for you to comprehend the limitlessness of your capacity to create. And so, once again, in your altered state of consciousness, in the between incarnational periods, you put in place in your DNA the beliefs and the belief systems. And so when you entered into an incarnational period in your so-called past, and we utilize that term quite literally, it's a very loose term. When you, in your so-called past, put in place those limitations. You put in place beliefs and belief systems that were stored within your DNA, and you made it very difficult for you to alter those beliefs and belief systems. And so when you entered into an incarnational period, that incarnational period was, for lack of a better terminology, predetermined to a great extent by the choices and decisions that you had made in conjunction with others to have certain experiences in that particular incarnational period, and they were based upon what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as fate beyond your capacity to control, because it intensified the emotions and feelings. And then you existed in what you would refer to as some very difficult and dark times, as you would experience in your so-called history. However, some of the structures that you visualize were created by individuals who brought with them remnants of the understanding of the limitless and of the capacity for you to tap into limitless energies from the Atlantean periods. And they built structures that, just once again, even your so-called modern-day society cannot duplicate. They, in the Atlantean periods, frequently traveled into what you would refer to as space travel. It was not an oddity at all in various other incarnational periods that you have existed in. When we talk about the Atlantean periods and the Lemurian, it was the individuals who exist in this particular incarnational period, the individuals that exist in this vibrational level that were participating in creating in those particular incarnational periods, in those particular eras. It's not some far out or distant alien that's been occupying your Earth systems. Absolutely not. It's the same oneness that exists in your so-called modern society that has existed from the time of the Lemurian periods. You choose to limit your understanding. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand the technology, if you would, the science that was utilized to build structures that, once again, you cannot duplicate. You have structures that you're discovering as you, in your so-called modern society, are only visible when you're outside of your Earth's atmosphere, or very near outside of your Earth's atmosphere. Those particular structures, those particular elements that you're viewing and only being able to recognize from outer space were quite common at that time when your so-called pyramids were being constructed, when during the Atlantean periods and the periods shortly thereafter, where many individuals retained that memory. Space travel was still, what you refer to as space travel, was quite common, not unknown at all. It was not aliens. It's the same individuals. It's who and what you truly are. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. The same entities that created the pyramids exist in this vibrational level, exist within this particular incarnational period. You just choose to put in place the limitations. And as you've entered into this new age and new energy, the ability to bring back that understanding is there in a manner perhaps that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in that time when you desired to create a reality from a level of consciousness that you're not aware of in your awakened consciousness state, and so that it seemed like fate, so that it seemed like the reality was completely beyond your control. It was not. And it was very difficult in that particular period because of the human consciousness and societal belief systems and individual belief systems for entities to step outside of that understanding. And when various entities discovered or developed the capacity to step outside of that understanding, many of the entities existing in that particular incarnational period, in that time frame, if you wish, chose to look upon those entities as some type of a god or some type of an entity that was from a different era or a different civilization. It's simply someone becoming aware of who and what they truly are. Many of your individuals like to refer to it as awakening. We would suggest that it's not necessarily awakening. To awaken is to suggest that you are somehow not capable of controlling and creating the reality, and yet each of you create your reality, absolutely. To come to that understanding gives you the capacity to influence it, gives you the capacity to understand what your beliefs and belief systems are, gives you the capacity to understand that the technology that they utilize to build certain elements like the pyramids that you refer to still exist. You just choose not to recognize. You choose to hide as a society from that understanding. You choose to maintain that veil. You have an instance in this particular continent where an individual within your lifespan has discovered that technology and has utilized that technology to build what seems to be absolutely impossible types of structures. By utilizing the technology that you utilized to build other structures like the pyramids that you refer to. What do you believe? And so the pyramids and many of those other structures are simply structures that were created by individuals who had that capacity to bring with them memories of the various techniques that you utilized in the so-called Atlantean periods to create a civilization that was much more advanced in terms of your scientific beliefs than what you experience in your so-called modern civilization. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Are there any other questions for Josiah?
Well, now, once again, it has been a very most enjoyable experience, and we would like to take this opportunity to remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, we have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time that we are once again offered this opportunity, we bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.